is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, June 10th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for today. I need some help today. I need you to call in. I need you to text in to give me some advice. Nothing hard. But I'm going to concentrate the conversation today about men, but in particular, Bahamian boys. You know, recently there was a big debate yesterday, today, about the utterance of the Commissioner of Prisons about there being a male shortage, that men, boys, are not making the grade to get jobs. This is being heralded throughout the Bahamas in different industries. We know that. We knew this for a while. This is not something new. Nobody need to remind us of this because this is a staple. This is a part of what it is. And we tend to pontificate today, and I'm sure people will call today and pontificate again on why Bahamian boys are finding challenges. I don't want to pontificate today. I want solutions. I want some ideas, some policies that we can implement, that we can embrace in order to curb the situation we're going through, or to give some ideas on what we can do in order to help our boys. Right now, the entire Bahamas, in terms of grade 9, grade 6, grade 12, and some instances grade 11, are taking external exams. External exams meaning BGCSEs, BJCs, GLAT, other than their classwork exam or end-of-term exams. And of course, we're going to have a debate about the grades. We already know what the grades will more likely be about unless something drastically changed over the year. We're going to complain that we are at a D level, right? Which for the last 30, 40 years, we've been saying that. So we are at a D grade for the last 30, 40 years, right? I think perhaps we were at a D grade when there was GCE, when only a selected crew, the best of the best, took the exam. Those who would have gotten a D wouldn't have taken the exam, which would be the majority of people. So we have challenges. And despite the challenges, we find that females are doing drastically better than males, right? I'm not saying that they're doing exceptionally well, but they're doing drastically better than males in general. And of course, because of that, there has been a number of outcries on what kind of policies, what type of skill set we can implement to help our Bahamian boys in general. We're not saying that we don't want to help everybody, because definitely the whole educational system needs to be revamped, or assistance in general needs to be put in order to help Bahamians. That's black, white, Jew, Haitian, Bahamians, all Bahamians in general. We need to have additional support. But I want to know, what should this support look like? Recently, for elected studies, the Ministry of Education drafted a Bahamian curriculum regarding social studies and history, right? For those who care about history, in grade 10, they can learn more about the Bahamas. But we have yet to find out how we can do this throughout our educational system. But what does that look like and what does that mean? What type of math do we need for the Bahamas? How much reading skills does, going back to boys now, but do a male child need to get a police job, get a government job, a prison guard job, custom job, anything like that? You need BJCs, 5 BJCs. This is a ninth grade reading level they want you to be at to get in order to become a police officer, defense force officer, or guard or whatever it is, right? 5 BJCs. This is ninth grade. They don't want you to be exceptional. They say, man, get some C's. Get 5 C's. And at times, they say, if you get 4, we can wink, wink, and let you slide through. There are times when they say, you get 3, but you can type or have some computer skills. Once you have math and English, we can wink, wink, and let you slide in, right? But we find it a challenge to find someone with the 3 to the 5, particularly in English and math. We know English and math is not our subject, so it's hard. But I ask you, do we need English and math? Is being able to read at a ninth grade level important to be a police officer, to be a prison guard, to be a custom officer? Can I just say, man, I get A in art, A in creative drawing? Can I get A in graphic design? Can I say I have 12 A's in arts and say, man, let me be proficient in that? And me not knowing how to read or count money is not necessarily important because I am able to do various range of art or various range of music. How important is English in math? Or should we strive to say, man, we want everyone to be able to read and write? Reading and write is important. We want them to be able to strive to get a C. You might not get it, but you can work towards it. We can teach you to make sure you get a C in BJC. Yesterday, I was listening to Anku Sarah show. A doctor called in. She wasn't a psychiatrist. What do you call them? Psychologist called in. School counselor. And she mentioned that there are different types of educational systems. You could be academic. You could be in the arts. You could be... But she called about 5 different ones, right? And I was listening. And I said, I appreciate that. But I still want the least amount of us to be able to read. Am I wrong to asking for us to read at a strong D plus? See, anger and C, you know. Am I wrong to ask for us to be able to read at a strong D plus grade? Am I wrong to ask for us to be able to count a strong? And remember, I'm not talking BGCSE, you know. I'm just talking BJCs. So I'm finding out, what can we do to get our male child to read? To count. Right? What can I do to, if that's not where they at, and say, man, we give up on education and academics altogether, for them to go and no trade, but can't read any of the lines anyway, but they could no trade, they could look at it and say, man, I could fix this. I could fix this. And I can't tell you how I fix it. Right? And I can't read it to you. Right? People like that get taken advantage of in the long run because they sign things and can't go to the bank. But to learn something other than academics, right? Is there something we should be concentrating on? I'm having a discussion on social media about food security. Who is on the Golden Yolk, who has produced eggs for the Golden Yolk, are complaining that they have to be competing against this Hallandale egg. Golden Yolk egg is $2.30 for their organic egg, which is a good price, by the way. But the Hallandale egg is $1.60. And because Bahamians are opting to buy the cheaper egg, it's causing some frustration on the Golden Yolk. And they're trying to appeal to the sensibility of Bahamians to say to be a nationalist and buy the Bahamian egg. And I had a debate with a friend of mine, and we were saying, is egg important for Bahamians to have a good price? What is food security? And should food security be based on what we culturally eat instead of what the Americans culturally eat? Like, an American breakfast is egg, bacon, toast, orange juice. That ain't Bahamian. We like copy American things, but that ain't Bahamian. Breakfast is fish-oriented with some vegetables, some potatoes. But is there a debate about
potatoes being cheaper? Is there a debate about fish being cheaper? If hard times come and they close off the border, is it egg that we should be worrying about? Or making sure that we get fish because we are fish economy, and that more fish we buy, the fishermen are able to take care of their families and it becomes organic and be circular in nature, and that's food security that everyone benefits in this. If we secure potatoes at a cheaper rate, make it be affordable, that the farmer benefits and we benefit at the same time. But egg, how much egg do you eat per week? I eat a lot of tuna. How can I get tuna fish cheaper? Or some corned beef cheaper? Anyone say, considered, like, how do we start producing corned beef to secure that in the Bahamas? But egg, I mean, I'm not complaining. I like chicken too. So if you get chicken from $7 to $5, I would consider that food security. But back to my initial conversation about how do we help young boys, right? This is definitely a gap analysis between men and women. Gap analysis, a gap between young boys and girls. And I'm not necessarily sure that we did any analysis to say what is the reason why boys are falling behind. Usually people say, oh, there's a single home issue. But we always had single home issues, man. So don't talk about it no more. We know that. That's it. That can't be corrected unless you force women to be married and stay home with whatever man they're with. Or you force men to marry the women who they impregnate. Then if you're not prepared to do that, then don't just talk with that. Let's deal with the situation itself. How do we help the male child in the home? Wherever how we find them. If we find them with a single home, we find them with both parents there, we find them with grandparents, how do we help the male there? Find them at that present. What do we do to help them? If they're not academically inclined, how do we find something that they'll be interested in that they can take care of themselves? Right? I was listening earlier on Dwight's show about whether being a prison guard is attractive enough for young boys. Are they attracted to that type of job? And perhaps that's why they're not the best and the brightest of us who have the 5 BJCs with C grades. And they look at that job and say, man, I don't want that. I don't want that. Let people who not as astute as I am take that job. Right? That's not an attractive job when there is police there who gets paid more, when there's customs there who gets paid more, when there's immigration there who gets paid more. Why? I owe them because I have my 5 BJC. Y'all do that for people who ain't get that. The competition is stiff in terms of jobs and options, right? But I just don't know what it is and why Bahamian males are falling behind. Are they distracted? Is that the reason? And if they're distracted, perhaps we need to consider separating them from girls. Maybe the girls are distracting them. Are the girls distracted? How come they are getting better grades than our boys? Like, what is it that they're doing? Is it the female teachers in the school saying, come, girl child, I'm going to help tutor you and make you academically inclined? And they are avoiding, ignoring the male child in the school. Can we say that our teachers are biased? Are we suggesting that the teachers are biased? Or is there something medical happening that in the country are being born with issues that nobody has taken the time to say let's do a study to see if these issues come to the fore and this is why they're behind? Have there been a study? I just don't know what is happening. We have a phone call here as we discuss what is happening with our young boys and why they are behind and what can we do. I want some solutions today. Right? I want some solutions. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Good morning. Have my phone tapped.
I believe I do.
Me and somebody was having this conversation this morning.
Okay.
And what I think is happening with our young men, time is they were to reach into grade 7. they should have some idea if this child is going to be academically smart or this child is smart with their hands by grade 7. See, it ain't make no sense of you forcing me to read and talk, but bring a frog to school, we can dissect a frog and all that thing. Okay? That ain't making no sense. The child, you don't know the boy, he ain't reading right. You don't know the boy, he ain't studying right. You don't know the boy, he ain't into nothing. Try teach the boy a little bit of math, so when he get paid for doing one mechanic job, he know how to count his money.
But let's have this conversation.
Give the boy some type of little bit of English so that he pick up the right part.
Let's have this conversation, though. Let me stop you there. Let's start at this grade 7, like you saying. I'm going to go back and forth, ask you a question.
Yeah.
We realize that in grade 6, the boy has some problems.
Yes.
Why aren't we addressing any of the problems?
We could address the problem, you know. But in the meantime, see, we have to find out where the problem is. See, you can't address something if you don't know where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the young man might have the problem in the home. Somebody might be molesting the young boy, God forbid. Man and woman now. Something might be going on in the home that is playing with this young man's head. But not only that, we can then, at that time, we can decide what this young man into. This young man at grade 7, he should not be training for a trade if he is not book smart.
And let's go there. Let's go in the conversation. We realize the child is not book smart.
Yes.
But should we still teach him how to read?
Yes.
And if he's saying, but
at least read and do math.
And then you ask the child, so child, I need to have you read at a C grade for BJC. And he said, man, I ain't into that. I don't never learn how to read. I don't want to learn how to count no money. See, this is what we facing.
Hold on.
We have male children who can't do it.
But could I tell you something, Nuri? I have watched a young man on Soldier Road. He had stopped school, but from grade 8. And he was doing mechanic work with his uncle. I watched this young man start a car engine on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck a car engine out one car and put it into the next car, and the car never had no problem. Some people are just smart with their hands.
And I agree with that.
Some people just ain't reading right.
But should...
All of them ain't reading right.
So go back to my question. Because I've seen children who can take apart any kind of equipment.
Anything and put it back up.
But the idea is, should we teach them how to read and write?
Brother, you only can teach somebody what they could learn. You have some people... That's kind of read. I'm a weak, and I can say this over the radio, I'm a weak reader. But put any amount of money in the front of me, I can count all that. Write any figures with numbers on paper, and I can tell you what it is. Okay, now I could read enough to get past, but I can't read the way I should be reading. But I could read enough to know if I need to go pick up a part, I know what I'm looking for. If I have to go in the food store to get something, I know what I'm looking for. But you give me a chunk of money, I can count that for you.
I'm glad you're
making a mistake. There's certain things certain people just can't do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have a son here. My son, I used to have to go round him to study. But every time this boy come home, this boy get an A, a B plus, he just naturally smart. I mean, he took off his mummy because his mummy was smart. But he just naturally smart. Some children don't study, you know. When children studying and think children are there on their game and on their phone, and they're in exam time, they come up with top grades. They just naturally smart. But what I want to say this in closing,
mm-hmm.
Let us try, and you have some young man right now, 15, 16, 17, you give them 100 blocks to lay, and they lay all of them blocks straight. So they're good with their hand. They see a lot of children now picking up trades. See, once you have a trade, ain't nobody can take that from you no more. I don't care what they do with you. That's in your head.
I just concerned that if they're being paid directly into their bank account, they don't know how much money they can get taken
advantage
of.
That's why I tell you, you have to teach them a little math and a little English.
And that's why, and that's my concern there.
Your mechanic got to pick up a certain bar, got to read something on this. He had to be able to at least form some words.
Yeah. I'm concerned about that.
That was my only thing. But I've been talking about cut open a frog and doing this and and climate change. Well, I mean, Boise into that.
Yeah. I appreciate you calling.
But I can continue listening, man.
I appreciate you calling. I see we have more callers. As before we connect, let's read this text. It says, a warm Wednesday to you, CA. Please be sure to read my entire text. Bless up to you, CA Nuri. You are a great commentator and historian. Bless up to the Lady Green. Bless up to Dwight and Chester, everyone else. Now, CA Nuri, concerning our young men not being properly educated, I remember the topic, the miseducation of the Negro, and how the system of miseducation of the Negro race seems to have somehow more heavily taken severe negative effect, a bad toll on the Negro male far more than the Negro female. I remember this topic being brought up first back in 2006, 2007 by the famous late deceased Dr. Kendall Stubbs, a very wise, highly educated man from Cat Island. He was the founding pastor of the Remnant Tabernacle of Praise Baptist Church and Community Center located just off intersection with the Golden Isle and Michael Roads. The late Dr. Kendall Stubbs was also a former professor, lecturer at COB, now called UB. The late Dr. Kendall Stubbs was the only professor and pastor besides Uncle Sarah, Dr. Cleven Inius III, who has begun to address or at least attempted to talk publicly about the miseducation of the Negro race affecting the decline on the educational achievement of the Negro race, especially when it comes to severe decline of young black Negro males. And you all need to listen to the replay of Dr. Cleven Inius III Tuesday, 9th of June, 2026 show. Everyone needs to listen to that and replay or Uncle Sarah two or three times. CA, can you please bring Uncle on your show once or twice a week? Cool. But I want to know, should we learn, teach them math or stop? I want, should we teach them English to be able to string sentences together or stop? Right? Say, man, you go learn trade. That's it. Right? Because that's all we're asking, man. We just want them to be able to read and write. We're not even demanding much no more, no. And I think people are making excuses for when we ask that. Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live. Go ahead, caller. Caller, you live. I can hear you in the background.
Good morning, Mr. Nuri. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Hello.
I can hear you. Go ahead. You live.
Can you hear me, Mr. Nuri?
I do. Go ahead. You live.
Yeah, okay. Boy, let me tell you something. This is one morning I believe that. Good morning to you and your family and everybody out there. I believe that Miss Green needed a two-hour show when she was in. She was really into that lady with Mr. Ingram. And I believe there's a lot of people in this Bahamas want to ask questions about Mr. Hubert Ingram.
Focus.
Yeah,
are we asking about young boys?
Hello?
Go ahead. We're concentrating on
the
young men.
The same thing with passing down information like you do in your historical events and stuff like that. We don't pass things down. We don't do it with our children, our sons, and our daughters. And when these children end up street, not knowing the country, not knowing our forefathers' dreams and wishes, that's how we end up the way we were. You know, you do it a lot. Miss Green do it a lot. White does it a lot. We keep things flowing. It's not only about PLP and FNM and politics. It's about the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and the people and our heritage and everything. Like, for example, I told Ms. Green, I gave a document. Okay, yesterday I was called to the cabinet office. They called me up there to interview me in regards to my mother that I talked about many years ago, about her being the one that started Gus Cooper and the Wild Boys.
I am concerned about... Okay. That's unfortunate, because I wanted to help young boys and get some solutions. So I waited. I was hoping that he would turn around and assist with the idea. Let's read this text before I go to the caller. It's a good day. Basic numeracy and literacy are the backbone of a functional human. That reason why we have problems with our elections now. We make poor decisions because we can't take in information and critical assess it, make decisions that are beneficial to us. If they can't read, write, and count, they are only fit to be slaves, which in this country is illegal. And that's a conversation I need to have, we need to have, which I'm trying to have also, right? Because we have a number of young boys who are challenged, right? I cool with teaching them a trade and a skill, right? But I want them to be able to read and write. And nobody is giving a solution on how, what can we do to make sure that we have functioning young boys. What is the challenge? Should we separate them, identify when they have problems earlier and put them in smaller classes and say, you child, I understand you're not going to be a brain surgeon, but as you learn how to lay blocks, we want you to learn how to manage your money, how to make some emotional decisions, IQ, emotional IQ decisions, and we want you to be able to have some reasonable thinking to survive inside this world. Let's go to these callers. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Go ahead, caller, you're live. Caller, you there? Let's go to the next one. Go ahead, man, you're live.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning.
Yeah, great show. You know, and so, like you said, you know, we're trying to help the young guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm very upset that, you know, Julian contradicted himself. You know that, right?
Go ahead.
I mean, he's saying that he's barely able to, he could read up to the same time. But the thing is, those without confidence, it's twice defeated in the race of life. But with confidence, you have won before you've even started. So what hurts me is we're not teaching importunance, and you're not teaching, like let's say the apprenticeship system was being shown to produce better professionals than the college systems if you go and you look at it online. And so what happens is in India and China and maybe some other places, they have a gurukul system, which the students live with the teachers. And so it's more similar to a boarding school. The rich people know this. That's why they send their children to boarding school, the boarding school. So your idea of having smaller classes is not counterintuitive. But what happens is when you hear Julian talk, I kind of disagree with him strongly. You know, I dissected some animals in 130 biology and COB, et cetera, et cetera. It didn't discourage me, but what I'm saying, in other words, importunance. And there is a book, and there's a concept, and an ideology of something called the art of reading. You must. I'm surprised that they didn't introduce it into the schools. I don't want to get into it on the radio, but anybody could go and Google it. And so it shows you how to think when you're reading and how to think about what you have read post. So what I'm saying is, you know, importunance. You stop telling people them. This is hard, that is hard, you can't learn this, you can't learn that. My grade 6 math teacher told me that. Now, Miss Fox, she's died now. She has a daughter working in the Ministry of Agriculture somewhere. But what I'm saying is, I had a cousin who was great in math. He was quiet, he used to like play with his heel. He used to help me out with it. But what I'm saying is, I never thought I couldn't learn math. I just thought the more I concentrate on it, the more I learn. So the same thing with English. So to hear someone saying they could read, but read at don't read at a level, you know, during the pandemic, I sat at MIT. Genetic classes. I was able to understand thing and answer the questions way. What I'm saying is my desire to learn, because I know they will use science to enslave humanity. Now, as it comes to trade work, let me show how detrimental it is to have tradesmen without being able to read and do basic maths. When I went into the plant room, there was equipment that we used to measure the total dissolved solids. All the guys are writing 10,000 plus when the dial reached 10,000, but they never eat them because they didn't read the manual. They didn't realize that the multiplier was able to use respectively to carry the meter. If the meter said 5,000, it was capable of 50,000. If it said 10,000, it was capable of 100,000. Because they had me for the goose. They said I was wrong, but all the while, for decades, they was writing 10,000 plus. So it's the same thing with trade work. You must learn. There's nothing impossible to you. Teach that. Stop coming on to your radio. You signed, just like the slave master during the eugenical period.
Are you still there? Are you disconnected? But we need to consider boarding school, perhaps, separating boys and having the conversation said, your education, your survival inside the Bahamas is Bahamas. You're not doing it for you anymore, but for our national output and our national movement. And convince the boy child of duty of care to the Bahamas to learn that if you're going to be a bicycle mechanic, be able to fix bicycles, and that's your trade. If you're going to be a boat mechanic or a boat engine mechanic, that when you learn this, your impact impacts the national whole. So you can't give the excuse that I'm going to be sitting on the blocks and hustling for a living because you are duty bound to be productive. Let's go to the callers again. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. You there, caller? Go ahead, caller, you're live.
Hey, good church, you see, how you doing?
Doing well, man.
Boy, that caller before CA, boy, he depressed me to pieces.
Why you say that?
He used one of the worst words ever created in the dictionary, can't. Mm-hmm. You know what? He just said limitations to himself. He said limitations to staff. He said limitations to kids. You can't read. Ain't nothing in this world you can't do, see? Second thing I want to make a note on, right? The problem is, right, the problem starts at home. You know what my mother did with me when I was in school?
Mm-hmm.
I had problems in math, right? Every single summer, I spent the tutoring programs. Every single summer. When I say every summer, every summer. So it starts at home.
So you think tutoring our young boys will assist and help us?
You know, someone got to help. That's the problem now. We have options. You realize, see, right? Me and you, we basically almost 50 now, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had any options when we were kids to go to tutoring program?
It wasn't there.
We didn't have an option. You was going or you was going. There's the two options right there.
Mm-hmm.
These kids nowadays have too much options. You realize some of these kids have an option to go to school?
Yeah, they have choose to stay home. They choose not to study.
They have an option to go to church.
Yeah.
Too much options. So the problem is at home.
The problem's at home. But now that we acknowledge that the problem's at home, how can we impact the broken family? If the people there can't fix themselves, whose is it to fix them?
And guess what? That's the worst problem right there, you know. You realize most of these parents can't do the homework assignments themselves.
Mm.
That's why they can't even assist the kids.
You there?
Grade math problem before.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult, so a lot of these parents feel though, that they can't understand it, so they just don't check. So most of the kids are sad playing, running up and down, arcing the phone, opposed to learning, while the girls are learning.
Yeah. I appreciate you. Let me read this text before I go to the next call. It says, we need to hire persons in government system with the skills and information. The government system needs urgent help to address our male issues. We also need better leaders in our government systems. Right, this next text says, schools need to implement more trades early on and basic living knowledge on changing a tire, car battery, how to plan for future. And as we develop as a country, we need to implement a mandatory learn a second language. But we have learned a second language. You know, Spanish is our second language. I remember when they made the announcement. All children in primary schools learn Spanish, and then it becomes an elective in grade in high school, right? But I believe we need to find out what skills is needed in the Bahamas. What we need to do. We have an archipelago, but how come we don't have sufficient boat engine mechanics? The whole country is supposed to be filled with boat engine mechanics, right? The whole country, everyone wants a car, should be filled with mechanics. How come we're not pushing mechanics? That should be basic. Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio, AM, you live.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
I want to make a contribution.
Go ahead, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. What my concern... I've been listening to the discussion, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what I want to say to you is this. When is it we discovered that boys were unable to learn or were not learning?
I'm not sure if we discovered that they're unable to learn. We've discovered that they're behind with work in contrast to girls.
Okay.
We don't understand why. That's why I'm coming at that. I'm trying to find the reason on why they're behind and what can we do to fix why they're behind.
Well, I'd like to make a suggestion.
Go ahead.
My suggestion is that we need more men to step forward and become prime examples.
Let's have that discussion.
Rather than entrusting our boys to sit under the tutelage of females, why don't we have more men? Now, in years gone by, the majority of our educators, the ones who really...
But I want to pause you right there and have a conversation with you. The men ain't interested in being teachers. Now I need you to give me a solution. I'm telling you, we ain't doing it.
Okay.
Now I need you to help fix this issue now.
Okay, here it is. That's the stuff. What we need to do is we need to put dignity back in labor. And we need to make our men feel like they're worth something. Because our men are not being given the kinds of payment salary to take care of their families.
Okay.
It's you know, they begin to feel as if they're second-class individuals.
And I want to ask you this question now.
Go ahead.
Would you be prepared to pay male teachers more than female teachers because we need more males inside the system?
Not just me.
No, I'm talking about you now. I'm talking about you. Would you prepare?
If I had it to do with, mm-hmm. and since my country was so dependent on male involvement, yes.
Okay.
I would make that sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
I would pay our men more so that, you know, I mean, it seems as if so much is around our men. So why don't we show our men the respect and let them feel their worth?
Mm-hmm.
In years gone by, we had our men at the forefront in education.
Mm-hmm.
When you went to school years ago, be it boy or girl, and you were told that you had to go to, say, a Theodore Glover or Mr. Francis or so, you know, for not doing your homework or not doing your assignments, you were frightened. Our men, in years gone by, brought a whole lot to the table in terms of education.
Females, go ahead.
We've caught up and we've taken over in that we no longer stay home and just wash, clean, and cook.
But
what has happened?
What I've gotten from what you said, that in order to catch up the gap or brace the gap, we need to pay Bahamian males more money, even if they paid more money than the women. And that will cause more men to come into the teaching field. I got that from what you said.
Of course.
I'm just making sure.
Now, something else just came to my mind.
Go ahead.
Just look at our House of Assembly.
Mm-hmm.
How many females we have? How many women?
We have about 6 or 7 now.
As compared to our men.
Mm-hmm. Would you say we need to pay the men more than the female MPs also?
No, that isn't what I'm saying.
No, I'm just asking. Just asking.
What I'm saying to you is, how is it that the men seem to be on top of the situation and making the innate decisions as to how we in the Bahamas live our lives?
I can tell you
how
that.
How is it our men who seem to have little to no education or less education than women can rule the Bahamas, be in charge of the Bahamas?
Hold on now.
Something is
wrong. I got to stop you. No, I got to stop you. All the men in Parliament have degrees. All, straight across the board. They're educated. Straight across the board. All of them educated.
All the men in the House of Assembly
are educated.
Are educated, yes.
And all of the women are equally educated. But we men have decided to block women. We just don't want them there. We don't believe that the women are capable of running the country, so we don't give them a nomination.
And what? What has happened?
I don't know.
Has happened?
Women
what
say
has happened to women, our men now who you can't find them with 2 big BJC or more to run the prison. What has happened? What has happened to our men in terms of their morale? What it is?
Okay. The fragile male ego. I appreciate you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. I appreciate the egos, and we need to accommodate them and pay them more money so they can feel good about themselves. Let's read this text before we go to the next one. Say, good morning. When I joined the police force, I was placed in the primary school so that we can detect and deter issues from the children, from that children may have had that they'll eventually take with them to junior and senior school and be a problem. My finding is this social promotion issue. Young boys who are in the 6th grade cannot read a full sentence without having to stop or need help. And that's the majority. But they know every line to a trending song. They know the latest trend to anything non-beneficial to their education. How can a student be advanced to the next grade if they are incapable of comprehending reading, writing, English? Transitioning from the primary school to the high school, I had to assist a student with reading comprehension passage because he couldn't understand what it was saying. Ministry of Education needs to really address the social promotion issue. And I agree with that. I'm also concerned of having a 13-year-old boy in a class with my 10-year-old girl. It can cause problems. You can't be near my girl child and you 13, 14 and you start cooting and my child only 9, 10 and just starting life. You need to be in a different classroom. Don't tell me you have to repeat 3, 4, 5 times and be with my 10-year-old girl. It can cause problems. I don't know where your mind is. I don't know where your mind is and your mind can't be near my good girl child. Anyway, let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Go ahead, caller. Caller, you there? Caller, you there? Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My brother, I'm enjoying this conversation so much. In fact, you touched on something that I sent on a note to your station manager no longer than last night. And that is, in order for us to advance this country, first and foremost, we have to recognize the interests of our children. We cannot force, or we should not force, our interests upon their interests, because obviously, you know, as a little child, you know, you'll hear a child say, well, you know, I won't be a policeman, or I won't be a fireman, or I won't be a doctor, or I won't be a nurse. We have to find ways to nurture that instead of steering them towards, hey, I don't want to be a doctor or nurse. I want you to be a lawyer. I want you to be this or that. So first and foremost, that's from them. Secondly, growing up in the 60s, we had a very good balance of male teachers as well as female. And that was when we found that the true excellence of our students in the Bahamas really flourished. I'm not knocking what's going on now, but in my eyes, based upon our time back in the 60s and 70s, where we were forced to concentrate on our education, there was no way that we could say we aren't going to do this or we aren't going to do that. We were forced to do our lessons. All right? That was another thing. The children today have too many freedoms, as one of your previous callers mentioned. They have options and they have choices, whether they can go or whether they don't go. And if you don't go and we sent you, then there was punishment at the end of the day. You were going. And we have just loosened up on so many things. Here's my point before I close here. You touched on to something that I, like I said, I sent to the station manager in a WhatsApp note. And that is, at the airport last night, I noticed that, you know, the Bahamas is a tourism destination where we have persons from all around the world come here. But yet we have not developed a program where we get a lot of our children into the languages sector. I watched last night, a flight came in where you have Spanish-speaking people. You know, these forms that they have out at the airport are only basically in English. And you have a lot of persons who don't speak English. How do we then get the process in immigration and customs to speed up if they don't understand English? You don't have a translation booths there for these persons to work with, and they are there on their phones having to try and interpret or try to find what the form is saying by having to go and translate it. We are wasting our time. I believe that we should some way, somehow, not just inculcate these languages into our everyday schools, but then be very intentional and deliberate with it. Because that whole process last night that should have only taken roughly maybe 10 an hour and a half. So if we're serious about our tourism product, if we're serious about the productivity of our people and having them really benefit from getting the education and being paid rightfully for it, I believe that we have to use the formulas. We must find new formulas in order for this. We have a nation to build. Thank you for taking my call.
I'm prepared to have a child who likes to draw and who said, man, I want to be an artist. Take only art classes. No English, no math, no nothing. You say you in grade 9, look like you only could draw. Learn the different aspects of painting, learn the different aspects of abstract art, learn the different aspects of whatever art form they want, and say, well, that's you now. Go there. Go ahead. Morning, CA. When I was in school in 87, CI Gibson offered Spanish and French as electives. CA, you don't have to offer more money just to entice male teachers, but offer this high increase straight across the board for the entire teachers board. Let's go to the caller, Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Go ahead, caller. Caller, go ahead. Let's go to the next caller. Caller, go ahead. Can you hear me? Okay, we got to take this quick commercial break, and we'll be back on the other side. Guy and Radio AM. We'll be right back.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Hope still lives in community. Join the Jenny Dean Caring and Sharing Cancer Support Group for the Hope Walk 2026 on Saturday, June 13th at 6 a.m. at Goodman's Bay. Walk alongside survivors, patients, caregivers, and families as we come together in support. Enjoy fellowship, vendors, activities, and our inspiring Hope concert immediately following the walk. Register at gdcancersupportgroup.com.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Cancer touches far too many families, but hope still lives in community. Join the Jenny Dean Caring and Sharing Cancer Support Group for the Hope Walk 2026 on Saturday, June 13th at 6 a.m. at Goodman's Bay. Walk alongside survivors, patients, caregivers, and families as we come together in strength, healing, and support. Enjoy community fellowship, vendors, activities, and our inspiring Hope concert immediately following the walk. Register today at gdcancersupportgroup.com. Let's take every step forward together for hope.
Guess who's back?
It's the time again for the 31st annual Michael Scudery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Classic.
Bring it on now. Let's go.
Whether you're a player or a fan, you don't want to miss this one. The action starts July 13th at the Hope Center. Log on to peaceonthestreets.com and register.
Come on, everybody. Let's go.
That's the Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Where we shoot hoops instead of guns.
Game time.
And welcome back to Garden Radio AM. The lines are lit, so let me go straight to the callers. And there are a number of trades that Behemoths could take advantage of. Behemoth males could take advantage of. We just are choosing to do it. We don't want to be tailors anymore. We don't want to be gardeners, plumbers. If we want to be in air conditioned mechanic, we want to work in the hotel instead. We don't want to come outside and hustling. And we need to find out why we are opting to get a job instead of being an entrepreneur. Right? That is a concern. But there are a number of jobs that we can have. And even if the schools exist, the Bahamian young males are not taking them. We need to find out why. And I try to say why. Go to the caller and then start reading all these texts. Go ahead, caller. I've given everyone 30 seconds. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I hang up on that one person. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, let me say this to you, man. I think you have to we have to realize that the majority of the employees have been like the prison and those things, most of them comes from the public schools. The problem the public schools have is the way they teach reading and English, okay? They do not use the hook on phonics system. And this is one of the best reading systems that a child can be taught. I think if they, and normally start from the preschools. So before a child even could develop in their mind any sort of a negative way of living, they would have already been taught how to read using hook on phonics. I hope the government, I don't know if they have done it yet, but I know in years gone by they never did. I would really like to recommend to this new Minister of Labor, the new Minister of Education, that he introduced hook on phonics into the preschools so that these kids can learn how to read from age 4 or 5. And then they reach the primary school, they will have this big challenge. Because I think the biggest challenge would be when they can't understand when they're reading, that'd be a big challenge for them. Okay. As it relates to maths, one of the best ways a student can learn math and note from the one table to the 20th table is to learn to play dice.
Hmm.
You learn dice, you put a die board in your house, and you teach your child to play dice, they will know from the first one table to table 20. And that makes math very easy for them. Once you know your tables, your math become very easy.
I appreciate you. We need to do something. Change the system, right? We can't accept as a norm these dismal grades that we get. And let's start reading all these texts. You ever listen to a police officer who can't read give a report? We better stop telling these children black people don't need to read and count. No, nothing worse than a star athlete who can't pronounce words or give a proper interview. English and math are critical, no matter what career you end up in. The first problem with the golden yoke is their business plan. Do they even have one? Because if they did, it should have a detailed strategy for dealing with competition. Or maybe someone told them black people don't need to plan because planning is a diabolical plot from the white oppressors. Second, people with the golden yoke, the government should not be in the business of competing with business owners. I find more and more this is what they are doing, especially in technology. I guess they will open a washhouse, food store, and newspaper next. Men have found that it is easier to get ahead by trafficking cocaine. That's what that one text says. It says, CA, it starts at home. Can you tell the students from a young age whose parents are engaged and care about their kids' future? I knew every new song growing up as well, but I definitely could not watch TV, play video games, or go outside unless my grades were up to par. CCTA, I don't care what government or private school teaches. If the base at home is not secure, the child will not learn. I'm going to read this next text before I go. Let's see if I can get it in, out. It's gone. CA, are you making plenty? CA, you're making plenty sense. We need to grow and produce, manufacture a lot of food items we eat. The most right at home in the Bahamas. We can't keep relying, depending on overseas outside the country imports of food items, heavily dependent on overseas outside the Bahamas for import. Yes, CA, we need to teach our children to do basic maths and geometry, master reading and writing, even if they are highly blessed, highly talented, and gifted to their hands or with their hands. CA, we must also teach the students critical thinking and not just massive repetition stuff. I love CA Nuri, but no, CA, do not say that crap about artists only just drawing or painting. I am an artist, yet I have obtained multiple degrees and certificates and can still do some farming and start doing multiple construction stuff. Don't limit any type of child or children. CA, sorry about my bad text. My crazy cell phone keeps fighting me. I appreciate you, Texter. Have a wonderful day. Guardian Radio AM with CA Nuri will be on again tomorrow. Have a good day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.